Thomas is on the telephone. Hello, Thomas.
Good evening. Thomas here.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What do you want to talk about?
OK, I've got a question, or rather one and a half questions, about the impact of gravity on mass. Now, I know that the Earth isn't totally spheric. I think it's rather like potato-shaped. And this fact, among others, should probably have a tiny little impact on measured gravity at sea level around the globe. Now, if mass stays the same but gravity differs when moving from the mid-latitudes towards the equator or polar region, how will you ensure, for example, when you take a Boeing 747 with a max takeoff weight around 440 tons, that it will work at all latitudes? And maybe how many percent can the measured weight differ compared when you take the same mass from the pole to the equator?
Okay, well, the strength of gravity on Earth is measured in terms of how fast it accelerates things. And roughly speaking, it's about 10 metres per second every second. That's how fast it accelerates things. And you're absolutely right that it differs slightly depending on whether you're at the equator or at the poles. And there are basically two effects that are contributing to that. The first is actually the rotation of the Earth itself. We were saying earlier on, actually, that if you're standing on the poles, that point is fixed, so you're not moving at all. Whereas if you're at the equator, you're moving very fast around in a circle. And that reduces the effect of gravity that you feel by what's actually 3.4 centimetres per second per second. So that's about a 0.3% effect. It reduces the weight by 0.3%. And you also said correctly that the Earth actually bulges around the equator. And I think if I'm getting this right, that's going to make it up into about a 0.5% effect. So it's going to have a 0.5% effect on the weight that's measured of your Boeing 747, which is not really a huge amount in terms of the uncertainties involved in aviation.
Because they've also taken into account extra things in terms of safety factors for those kind of takeoffs anyway. So it's already been taken account of.
Absolutely right, yeah.
Andrew, thank you very much.